Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes, and we're on Daf Yud Tes, the fourth line, second word. Here we go. Boy Mine Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asked the following question. Yesh Shinu Litzroros Lervi Nezek? O Ein Shinu Litzroros Lervi Nezek? Is there such a thing as a weird, unusual, different Tzroros, which would only be Mechayev you a quarter Nezek? Normally, Tzroros is a Chatzi Nezek. Right? What if this Tzroros in a very unusual way? Karen Tom pays Chatzi Nezek. Yeah. Oh, the Gemara is going to ask on the bottom of this Amud, is Tzroros Regel or is it Karen? The Gemara is going to ask that question. By the way, that's the question. What? We have been saying that, but there are going to be brises that are going to seem to hold that it's Karen. Because Regel doesn't apply in Rosh Hasharabim, and Tzroros might. So we're going to get to that. So is now that regardless of whether it's Regel or Karen, what if you have an unusual Tzroros? Would that turn it into a quarter Nezek? Right? Why? Because I pay Chatzi Nezek for various reasons. Either it's a Lach L'Moshe Mizinai, or it's a Svara, whatever you want to say. So that's fine. What if it's unusual? Does it go down to a quarter? That's the Gemara Suffolk. Okay? Esther Benu Peretz. What kind of kasha is this? Why? If it's halacha l'moshe misinai, first of all, isn't all tzroros unusual? It's not mikoach, right? So if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, why should it go down to a quarter? And if it's a tam and it's bidin karen, why should it go down to a quarter? What's the suffix here?
How did he get the number quarter?
No. It's half. Right, we have a din of Nezek Shalem by Tam. It's unusual, so we go down to a quarter. Or we go down to a half. Right. So now that we have Tzroros, which is a half. So when it's unusual, we cut that in half. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's going to be the terrace. What kind of kasha is that? No matter how you slice it, why would you go down to a quarter? No matter how you slice it, right? Fine. He answers. His question is. By the way, Rashi in this question says, "O ein shinui l'shalem revia to pay a quarter de la'olam chatzi nezek. Really, pay chatzi nezek. She ein tamus v'ha'adah b'hem. Could that issue of tam what? What can do with that? De lo ashkechon tam m'shalem batzim yipalga. You never find the tam paying less than half. So that can't be that side of the tzad." But since Rashi phrases it like that, right, the Rabbeinu Peretz answers, the question is, what is the geder of, the Gemara's question is, what is the geder of Tzroros, right? If you always pay half, do you always pay half by Tzroros? Is that it? Or maybe no. You always pay half of whatever else you'd pay. That's the Gemara's suffix. You always pay half of whatever else you'd pay. If it's a Nezek Shalem, you pay half. What if it's a Tam? Then maybe you pay a quarter. That's the Gemara's Kasha. You always pay half of whatever you... Who said Chatzi Nezek? Who made up that rule? Is that it? That's etched in stone, half? Or is it half of what you always would pay? So if it's an unusual... So if it's a Tam, it's Chatzi Nezek. So if it's an unusual Tzroros / Tam, you pay a quarter. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay? Fine. We're not going to answer that question. Now, Tipshot Lei Midrava. Let's answer it from Rava's Kasha. The boy Rava had a Kasha. Yesh Hadar L'Tzroros. If there's such a thing as a Tzroros Muad, let's say an animal does it three times. Does it turn into a Muad? That's such a Kasha. O Ein Hadar L'Tzroros. Or there's no such thing like that. And Tzroros stays Chatzi Nezek for the animal's entire life, even if it happens every day. That was Rav's Kasha. Now, Michlal, let's bring a Raya from here. De Ein Shinui. There's no such thing as a Shinui to pay even less than half. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma Rava, maybe Rava was saying it as Im Tim Tzalomar Ka'amar. He was giving all the options. Im Tim Tzalomar Ein Shinui, if you want to say. Really, maybe there is Shinui. Maybe there is. But if you want to say there isn't, Yesh Hodah, Ein Hodah. Then does it become a Muad? The Tzoros turned into a Muad? Teiku. Okay? No answer. Next. Boy Rav Ashi. All these questions are not going to have an answer. Boy Rav Ashi. Koach kocho. What if it's an indirect koach? Lisumchis. According to Sumchis. Sumchis holds that Tzoros pays Nezek Sholim. What if it's indirect? What would Sumchis say there? What's indirect? The animal kicks up a pebble, that hits clean number one, then clean number one flies and hits clean number two. Right? That's koach kocho. What would Sumchis say there? Also Nezek Sholim? Or maybe Sumchis would agree, no, that's already a chatzi Nezek. Boy Ravashi, koach kocho, Sumchis, is that kikocho dummy? Is that like it's your koach and therefore you'd pay a nezek shalom according to him, olo or not? Mi gamer halacha umoki la b'koach kocho. Do we at least apply the halacha l'moshe misina? However you want to interpret that, do we apply the halacha l'moshe misina at least by koach kocho? O dilma, or maybe lo gamer halacha klal. Sumchus doesn't hold from the halacha l'moshe misina at all. Therefore, if that happens, you'll even be chayav nezek shalom on keli number two. Why? Regal. Tzoros. Can have them forever. Can in keli number two, can hit keli number three, can hit keli number four. It can go on the hold forever. You always need to be chayav nezek shalem. Why? Because Tzoros doesn't hold in Tzoros. The animal did it. It's derech hilucha. What's the halacha? Teiku. No answer. Yeah, we said that. How could he do that? How could he argue on halacha? He's arguing on the details. He agrees such a thing as Tzoros. He agrees. He agrees with such a concept that if that happened, you'd be chayev. I would have a havamina to say we said it was shver, or the havamina be. The havamina would be, we said, that maybe a putter. Why? Because it's impossible to guard for that. It's impossible to guard for that. The animal's walking down the street, kicking up pebbles. It's indirect, and it's impossible to guard for it. Maybe it'd be putter. Comes along, so it's not a local motion, it says chayev. How much you have to pay? I don't say, where chatzin does it come from? He doesn't hold from the local motion, he's allowed to argue the details. And he says, no, it's Nezek Shalim. Fine, next. The Mishnah said, Hoysa miva'etes, if the animal was kicking, Osha hayutzroros minatzin mitachas ragleha, or pebbles were flying up. Two cases in the Mishnah. You were kicking, or pebbles were flying. In both cases, mitachas ragleha, v'shivetz kelim v'shalim chatzin. In both cases, you pay a chatzin Nezek. The first case, you pay a chatzin Nezek because it's a tam of Karen. And the second time you pay chatzin nezek because it is tzroros. Iboilahu. Following question. Hechi kamar hoysa miva'etes v'hizika. Hechi kamar hoysa miva'etes v'hizika bibiyuta. You did that. You were kicking. The animal was not you. The animal was kicking and it did damage kicking. Oh, tzroros bi'orchaihu. Normal tzroros. Mishalim chatzin nezek. Both of those cases, you pay a chatzin ezek. Why? Because Karen is a tam and Tzoros is chatzin ezek. V'rabbanan hi. And this Mishnah is authored by the Rabbanan who hold that Tzoros pays a chatzin ezek. O dilma, or maybe. Hoysim iva etes. Maybe the Mishnah could read like this. Hoysim iva etes. It was kicking. V'hizika bibiyuta. And it did damage with the kicking, the animal. Oh, or Tzoros machmas biyot. There was tzroros because of the kicking. Then mishalim chatzin nezek. Then you pay a chatzin nezek. In other words, that's koach kocho. The animal kicked. That caused the pebble to fly somewhere. That's when you pay chatzin nezek. Ha ki orche. But if it would be a standard case of tzroros, mishalim nezek shalim. You pay a full nezek. Umani. And who was the author of our Mishnah? Sumchasi. It's Sumchis. And the Gemara is going to point out, if that's true, then we've answered Abaye's kasha. Abaye had a kasha, what was Sumchus hold? By koach kocho. And we said, we don't know. Now the Gemara suggests, maybe the Mishnah Sumchus, and in the case of koach kocho, itaka would be chatzin nezek. Right?
Same question as before.
It's exactly the same question. Now we're saying it as the Mishnah said it. This is the Mishnah saying it. So the Gemara is going to say, first of all, the Gemara is going to say, it doesn't make any sense, because Toshma, Misefa, but the Sefa of our Mishnah is going to talk about that case directly. Because what did it say there? Dorsa ala kli, if a chicken is jumping around on a kli, vishibarto, and he broke it, vinafal hashava, it doesn't have to be left out for the chicken. That could have been even any animal. But it's an, No, the animal. I'm sorry, the animal. The animal stepped on a kli, broke the kli. Then, v'nafal ha-shever al-kli acher, one of the pieces of the kli, what flies off, hit another kli. V'shivro, and it breaks it. Al-arishon m'shalim nezek shalim. On the first one, you pay a nezek shalim. What are you paying a nezek shalim for? Right? That's regel. You stepped on it. V'al ha-sheni, v'al ha-achron, chatzi nezek. And on the second kli, you're paying a chatzi nezek. Which is what? Tzroros. The e sumchis, and if the author of this mission is sumchis, mi isle chatzi nezek? Would there be chatzi nezek? There wouldn't be. That case is beferish in the Mishnah. And what is chatzi nezek? V'chi tema. And if you want to tell me, you know what that Mishnah means? Rishon mahataza. That the first kli is called, when it says rishon, it doesn't mean the kli the animal broke. That's obvious. That's regel, classic regel. Of course you pay nezek shalim for that. What's rishon? Rishon is the first kli that flew off and got hit. In other words, there are three kelim that broke. The animal stepped on one. The rishon not even mentioning you pay nezek shalim for that. Then a piece flies off and hits kli rishon. What does the Mishnah say? You pay nezek shalim. Then a piece flies off and hits a third kli. That already some kli would say you pay chatzi nezek. Which is exactly what Ravashi asked. That's answering Ravashi's question. Right? That's what the Mishnah means. Do you want to tell me that's what the Mishnah means? Rishon really means the second kli? Because the first kli, that's ABC of regel. It's aleph base. I don't need a Mishnah for that. You walk on, we said that already four times. You walk on a Mishnah, you walk on a kli, you break it. You pay nezek shalim. What's kli Rishon? The first kli that got hit. What's kli Sheni? The second kli that got hit. Meaning the third kli that got broken in this event. V'sheni, Sheni lahataza. And kli number two is the second kli that got broken. V'shaini lei l'sumchis. And sumchis does distinguish bein koach l'koach kocho. He does distinguish between kli number two and kli number three. One's koach kocho. But he'll call the first flying.
What does he
we don't know. Abaye had a kasha. We left it as a teku. Abaye had a kasha, right, 10 lines up. And we left it as a teku. Now, if we're saying this is what the Mishnah says, then why did Rashi have such a kasha? Why is it a teku? We have an answer. So this holds, koach kocho is not koach. Right? If we're interpreting the Mishnah this way, it's a little bit of a...
Right.
If we're interpreting the Mishnah this way, Abaye's answer has been resolved. Right? Elohoda, the boy Ravashi just asked this question. Koach, the koach kocho sumchis, koach kocho by sumchis, is kikocho dami or lav kikocho dami? Ravashi had a kasha. We answered it as a teku. Tipshot lei. Here's the answer. The answer is in the mission itself if you're reading it this way. Dilav koach kocho. It's not. Why is it not? Because on kili number three, you're paying chatzi nezek, and on kili number two, you're paying nezek shalim. Kili number one, of course you're paying nezek shalim. So if this is how you're reading the Mishnah, what was Ravashi's big kasha? It's been resolved. It's a beferish Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Ashi, Kerabonan Mokila. Rav Ashi was Rav Ashi didn't interpret the Mishnah that way. Rav Ashi held this Mishnah like we all think was a going according to the Rabbanon. Why would Rehud HaNasi write a Mishnah that goes according to the lone sheet of Sumchis, which we don't hold like, which goes against Halacha Moshe in Sinai, we have such difficulties understanding it. No. Rav Ashi realized that this Mishnah is going like the Rabbanon. And Keli number one means a Keli you broke. What's the Chiddush? Okay, maybe there is no Chiddush. Many times the Mishnah will say two cases, and the first one's obvious, but to introduce the second one, right? This one, you're paying an Ezek Shalim, and the one that got hit, you're paying a Chatzin Ezek. Why? Tzoros. Ubaha, Ubay Lahachi. Here was his Kasha. Here's what the Kasha that we have is. Hoysa biva etes. If the animal kicked, vihizika bibiyuta, and it did damage with a kicking, it kicked something. Oh, or tzroros bi'urchayhu, normal tzroros, chatzi nezek, you pay a chatzi nezek. Ha machmas biut. What if the animal kicked, and because of that kick, that's a tam, and because of that kicking, tzroros resulted. Right? The animal kicked that kli, then a shard flew off and hit a different kli. So it starts off as a tam, which is chatzi nezek. It's Karen. Chatzi Nezek of Karen. It ends up in Tzroros. Now, there's a good kasha. Revi Nezek. Do we pay a quarter now? V'yesh Shinui. And we hold of unusual Tzroros. That goes down a half. O Dilmor. Hoysim Rive Etes. If it kicked. V'hizika B'biyuta. Or it or it and it did damage with the kicking. Oh, or Sroros Machmas Biut, or even if the Sroros as a result of the kicking, Chatzinezek. You pay Chatzinezek, the Ein Shinoi. And there is no Shinoi. And regarding that, Teku. That we don't have an answer for. So that was the. We started off by saying a Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions two cases, kicking and Sroros. The question was, do we read the Mishnah as Sroros going down from the kicking? In which case, if that's true, that Sroros resulted because of the kicking, if that's true, then we hold there's no Shinoi by Sroros, and you're always paying a Chatzinezek. Or, you can read it as two separate cases. There was kicking, and there was Sroros, you pay Chatzinezek, but if there would be kicking because of Sroros, maybe you pay a quarter, and that's a Teku. Yes, I agree. I agree. It's not the first time in Shas that we'll take a Mishnah and give it a little bit of license. We always do that. Right? The Mishnah made two cases. Are they one that flow or are they two separate cases? That's a teiku. Okay. Next. Boy mine Rav Abba bar Mamal Rabbi Ami. Rav Abba Mamal asked Rav Ami, Vamrile, others say Rav Chia bar Abba. That was him. Fine. Haisim is a little difficult. Haisim mahaleches. If the animal's walking, the makom she'i efshala. There's no way to go. There's no way to go. It's a tight place and it's full of pebbles. It's impossible. Impossible. Not for there not to be tzoros. Impossible. El imkein matiza manateses ubueta the el imkein manateses. No other option. The uba'ata, but now it kicked. The hitiza, and it flew off. The hizika, and it did damage. Mahu. What's the halacha? Kivan the e'ef shalah. Since it's impossible here for there not to be tzoros, it's such a narrow, right? So busy. Impossible. Orchahu, it's normal. And if it's normal, it's normal tzoros. Odilma, or maybe. Hashta miha machmas biot kamitazna. I'm sorry. The first case not tzoros. The first sad is regel. It's regel. Pei nezek shalem. Ah, it's tzoros. Yeah, but it was no other option, and it was urcha. Or no. Oh no. Dilma maybe hashta miha machmas biot kamitazna. Maybe the tzoros happened because of kicking, and that's tzoros. Therefore, it's tzoros teku. Asks the. Yeah.
Doesn't this depend on the question of the shinui and the tzoros that we had before?
Yes, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that's the exact same question. Rashi of.
I think we're saying you go down.
Rashi of Urche. Ukitzro was the almahu. Umashalim chatzinezek. Right. Ukitzro was the almahu. Umashalim chatzinezek. Right. Okay. Yeah. It's right. Therefore, it's regal. One second. No. What he says both. Okay. So, but the Rabbeinu Chanan has a whole different shot. He says as follows: since it's impossible for them to walk and not be tzoros, right? Right.
Yeah.
No, Rashi's saying the other side. The other side of the equation.
No, Orchehu. He's in that, he's following that. Kim di Yashula Orchehu, right?
Yeah. You're right. Rashi explains that in the next Rashi has both Pshatim. Odil mahashter miya machmas biyot huvim tamo yeshin. He has both pshatim. Yeah, even tamo yeshin l'tzoros l'rvi nezek. Harvi nezek mishalemeth. Right, Rashi goes down to half.
A quarter.
So, right, so according to Rashi, this shaila is it tzoros or is it meshudah dek tzoros? Is it half or is it a quarter? That's Rashi's suffik. Ben Achanan says impossible. He says the suffix is that, like I said, either it's a full regel or half regel. Either it's full regel or it's Sroros of Chatzin Ezek. That's the Ben Chananel's Pshat. Es the Cheshik Shal on the Ben Chananel. All Sroros is all Sroros is when it travels. What's the difference? I hear it with more pebbles. What does it make a difference? Rashi makes much more sense.
Why?
What?
Why? Is it a case that something's going to happen? You have no choice.
So, but that's always true when an animal walks. It's always picking up pebbles.
No. He's talking about in a case that there's no choice. It's going
to right.
Happen.
I hear you.
If you put down your keli inside that street, come on, you know something's going to happen to it.
Right. But the point is that Sroros is a lachol moshe misinai. So what's the difference if it's more pebbles or less pebbles? Why if there's more pebbles should it be called regel?
Well,
it's still koa. It's still koa.
But Sroros is a case that it's a freak of nature.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's his answer. His answer is not a freak of nature. His answer is not a freak of nature, but it's not Karen. It's somewhere in the middle. That's his answer. In other words...
That's how he categorizes?
Yeah. Yeah. Because otherwise, how do you explain this case? It's koach. It's not actual damage. He didn't step on the thing. It flew off. So what there is more pebbles or less pebbles? Right? So that's his answer. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I think Rashi might make more sense on the surface. Right? Okay, next one.
He's a kicking, isn't that? It's not a one keli and I think it's one source from the kicking.
From the kicking, it causes soros. That's very unusual.
Right, but not indirect soros. One keli, not
okay.
Keli flew up.
I understand. Okay, you can say that. Fine. It's still unusual. What the vibration caused it to, right? Now we know that the halacha is that regel only applies in reshus hanizik, not in reshus harabim. Karen applies in either one. Okay, that's going to be necessary for the next Gemara. By the way, Rabbi Yirmiyah may Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question to Rabbi Zera. Ha'isa mahalachas b'reshus harabim. What if the animal is walking in reshus harabim? We'll leave out the next word. V'tiza, and something flies off. V'zika, and it damages. Where does it damage? We don't know. What? Where? Where's the keli? The keli is in reshus harabim. Okay? Now, mahu, what's the halacha? Lekeren midaminan lei. Is this really a case of keren? Is tsroros a case of keren? Therefore, v'chayeves, v'chayev reshus harabim. O dilma, or maybe, toldo de regelhu, to toldo of regel. Upatura, and you're puttering reshus harabim. That's the fundamental question. They wait till the bottom over here to ask this question.
Right.
This is the question. Is it a toldo of regel, or is it a toldo of keren? Right? Amalei, mistabro, it must be toldo de regel hu. It's a toldo of regel, and therefore it is a reshus harabim v'zika. So therefore, if all the damage happens in reshus harabim, you're potter. Okay?
Wouldn't Sumchus say
toldo
of regel?
We said toldo of regel. Sumchus might agree with that, but he will hold and pay full damages. Now, what about the following case? He teased a reshus harabim. The thing hit in reshus harabim. V'zika reshus hayachid. But the thing broke in reshus hayachid. Now mahu, what's the din? Amalei, so he answered him, Akira ain kan. There's no Akira in Rishus HaYachid. Hanocha yesh kan. Tarashi learns. We're going to make a Hanocha in Rishus HaYachid. In other words, you're putter. Why you putter? Because the damage started in Rishus HaRabim. Yes, and we hold, this mandamer holds that whenever we have those cases of where the damage begins, they don't hold like that. So maybe they would hold that if you throw the thing off the roof and it's landing and you smash it in the middle, you might be chayef for smashing it. Why? Because it doesn't hold like Meikara, where it starts. It goes by when it finishes. So where did it finish? In Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, I'm sorry. It goes by when you started. Sorry, take it all back. It goes by when you started. Where did you start this Maisa? You started in Rishus HaRabim, you putter. The damage happened in Rishus HaYachid, doesn't make a difference. You go by where you started. So going back, if you throw the thing off the roof, you're going to be Chayiv, because it goes by where you started. Okay? Now, Eisvei. Now we're going to reject all that, we're going to revert all that. We're going to say you're Chayiv in such a case. Eisvei. Following Kasha. You're walking down the road, and there was damage done. Something flew off. Bain Barishus Yachid, Bain Barishus Rabim, Chayiv. That's a very funny statement. Bain Barishus Yachid, Bain Barishus Rabim, Chayiv? How could that be? My love, doesn't it mean Hitiza Barishus Rabim? The flying off took place in Barishus Rabim, Vizika Barishus Rabim? And the damage also was done in Barishus Rabim? And what do you see? It's a told of Karen. Tsroros. So the Gemara says, lo, he teased the Rishus HaRabim. No, the thing happened in Rishus HaRabim. Vizika Rishus HaYachid, and the damage happened in Rishus HaYachid. You said it's not true. You're not chayiv in that case. Amalaisa, Reb Zeri answered back. I take it back. I'm changing my position. Take it back. You're chayiv. Goes where it ends, not where it starts. So according to that, if you throw the thing off the roof and someone breaks it on the 40th floor, the guy breaks it on the 40th floor, it's going to be chayiv. Because it goes where it ends, not where it starts. Now we're going to have the exact same story, and they say because this happened in a different yeshiva. Eisvei, another kasha. Darsa al hakli. If an animal tramples on a kli, fishibar to and breaks it, v'nafal hashever al kli acher, and that piece of kli breaks another kli, v'shivro, and it broke. Al rishon mashal bezekchalim, al achor mashal b'chatzinetzek. On the first one you pay full damages, second one you pay half damages. V'tani Allah, and we ask all that. B'med devar mamurim. When is that true? B'rishos hanizik. That's all good in the nizik property. Avol b'rishos harabim. But if it happened in rishos harabim, al rishon petura. On the first one you're potter. Why? Because there is no regular rishos harabim. For al achor one chayef, and the achor one you're chayef. Why? Because they're going to hold now. Tzroros is a told of Karen, and therefore you chayef rishos harabim. My love, doesn't that mean he teased him b'rishos harabim, v'hizikim b'rishos harabim? So what do you see? It's a toldah of Karen? Lo, don't say that. He teased him b'rishos harabim, v'hizikim b'rishos hayachid. Ay, v'amarta, but you said, akira enkan, anacha yeshkan. You said it's not true. The Gemara answers, amalei hadari bi, I took it back. Now the Gemara says, Eini, is that true? Just a very interesting point over here. The Lechem Mibirim points out that whenever it says Eini, is that true? Whenever it says Eini in Shas, you have to remember this. Whenever it says Eini in Shas, it means that a question is being asked from another Amora. So the Eini, is that true? The Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amora. Right? Other words like Eisvei, right? Those are questions from a Tana. There's a Brisa that says, there's a Mishnah that says, right? When it's Eini, is that true? It means another kasha from another Amor. Interesting. Okay, if we knew all these rules when we started Brachas Daf Beis, I think a Gemara would be easier, right? I just read something yesterday. You know, sometimes we say that not every Amor had to know every Brisa. You didn't have to know. But whenever we start off with the words Tanu Rabbanon, that was a Brisa that everybody knew. Sometimes it'll say Tanina, right? Other words that mention that mean a brisa. When it says Tana Rabbanan, that gesund, you can take that to the bank. There's interesting like rules of how to read Gemara, which no one knows those rules. We just compile that list.
Breaking the code.
Breaking the code, right? Eini, is that true that Reb Zeri could say such a thing? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein chati nezek chaluk." There's no such thing as chati nezek that's broken up. That means if you have to pay chati nezek, you're going to pay it whether it's in Rishus Rabim or whether it's in Rishus Yachid. You can't have a case where the damage is here and something happens over there and you're going to be Chayiv Chatzinezek. You can't break up Chatzinezek. If you're Pater in Rishus Rabim, you're going to be Pater in Rishus Yachid. So Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay? Ain Chalak Lurishus, Ain Chatzinezek Chalak, Lol Rishus Yachid, Vol Rishus Rabim. My love, didn't he mean Hatazah Rishus Rabim, Fuzikah Rishus Rabim? Isn't that what he meant? Law, that's not what he meant. What he meant was Hatazik Bershus Rabim, Fizeka Bershus Yachid. Right? That's what he meant. I, Vamarta Akira Enka Nacha Yeshkan. I, you're not high for that. I'm only a Darby, I took it back. Or you could say as follows. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that statement? A Karen. On Karen, you can't have a case where we're going to split up the Chatan and there you chayiv, there you potter. Karen, you chayiv everywhere. But if it's a case of Tzoros, Tzoros is not Karen. It's Regel, then we're going to say you potter. Next. Yosef Rav Yehuda Nisiya, Rav Oshia, the two of them were sitting, Akila de Rav Yehuda, by the porch of Rav Yehuda, Nafak Milsi Rav Benahia. Started shmoozing, asked the following question. Kishkisha biznava, if the animal is moving its tail, mahu, what's the halacha? What do you mean, what's the halacha? Are you chayiv or not? Amalei idach, so he answers back, v'chiyach zena biznava v'yelech. What do you expect? You expect the guy to walk with it holding the tail of the animal? Right? You expect a guy to do that? He's saying that
it should be a
petur. It should be a petur.
What? Like regular?
What can go? It's like
regular. What?
It's like stepping on something when it walks. So
Gemara is going to ask, Ihachi, if that's true, Karen Nami Nema. Say the same thing about Karen. V'chiyach zena v'ker v'yelech. Well, you have to hold the horn while it's walking?
No. Well, that question is the regular word.
Hachi hashda, what are you talking about? Karen, lav orchahu. Karen's not normal. Karen's violent. Ha orcha. This is normal. V'chi me'achar d'orcha. So if it's normal, mami b'ayu, what was your mami b'ayu, what was your kasha? Of course you're chayy for that. It's regal. What's your kasha? His kasha was, b'kishkush yiseri b'ayu. No, excessive wagging the tail. Excessive. You hear? I don't know. What's the answer? You want to answer it? That was my kasha. What's the story by excessive? So what, does it turn into...
Who's judging that?
Who's judging that? Does it turn into Karen? I don't know. Okay, next. Boy Ravina, Ravina asked the following question. Kishkisha ba'amasa mahu. What if the animal is dangling its male organ? And that does damage. Mi amrinan, do we say? Mi didahave a Karen. Is that like Karen? Karen lav yitro taktif. Doesn't Karen happen because the animal gets the yitzhara to go damage? All of a sudden, you go to a zoo, you look at the farm animals, they don't move. Such pleasant... What makes the animal all of a sudden go nuts? Obviously, some shtus went inside the animal, some yitzhara went inside the animal. So is that the same thing? The animal's walking down the street with its aver, it's going to do damage? It must be the yitzhara did it. Hachanami, loshna, same thing. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Karen Kavanasa Lahazik. Karen has Kavana. Ha ain Kavanasa Lahazik. Here there's no Kavana. Teku. You hear this? It's a Teku. Asks the Riva, right? Riva asks an unbelievable question. Who cares that there's no Kavana? The bottom line is, this is an abnormal Hezek. And it should be classified as Karen. What's the take? I always thought that Karen meant Kavana to be Mazik. Right? That's not really what it means. It means where it's like the default category. It's not Shane, it's not Regel, and damage happened. It's Karen. Lo and behold, it's Karen. Here it says, Mabakak Shane Kavana Sabahema Lahazik. Who cares if it didn't have Kavana? If it didn't have. Who cares? Hare Meakha Shane Dakalasos King, Yesh Lachayev Bazemishum Karen. We found by the Gemara later on. We had this Gemara actually. When the chicken screams into the glass, the chicken's chayev. The owner's chayev. Why? Didn't have kavana to break the glass. Didn't have kavana to break the glass. So why a chayev? Because it's not normal. Karen's not necessarily kavana. The chicken did not have kavana to break. Sometimes when an ox is running at you, yes, he has kavana to hurt you. That's true. That's not all the cases. When the chicken breaks the glass, he didn't have kavana to break the glass. He had kavana to do an abnormal thing. Chayev. So why did you be chayev here? I'll tell you in a second. He said... one second. The whole question of the Gemara was... Since it's not normal, I'm sorry, that's for sure not normal. Since there's no kavana to be mazik, but it's not normal, maybe there is no din of a tam, and it goes straight to muad. That was the Gemara Saf according to the Riva. There's no tam; it goes straight to muad. Why? Because muad shows it's something kavana of violence. For that, we need three times. Here, by the male organ moving around. That's not kavana. So I have a half a minute to say that you're going to pay nezek shalom even on the first time. It's a little bit like rego.
Why don't we just fall back on normal? On just the way it happens.
That's right. That's the way it happens. That's exactly right. Therefore, what should it be?
Nothing to do with Tom Wood or anything like that.
It did damage. So rego's putter in Rosh Hashanah.
Why?
We're going to get to that next week. Next week we're going to get to really. We're really going to get to why.
Oh.
It's a pasuk. The pasuk is a beer, but stay out there.
Of course, you know that an animal's in a war. So
right.
You know it's going to do damage to stuff.
Right, so it would be a crazy society in a way if you'd be chayef for that. Right, we're going to have it in a minute. The Gemara's going to talk about that. So that's the Riva's answer. I would think you chayef even right away, full nezek. Maybe not. Teku. Okay? What? That's right, that's why it's not regal. That's why it's not regal. It's not normal. This is a not normal thing. You ever heard of a story like that? No, it's not normal. What? So we're calling it Karen. Karen Mood right away. Look, you have the case of the chicken in the glass. I can't get out. You can't weasel out of that case. It's a case in the Gemara. Why are you chayef for that? That's not a kavana. The answer is because it's not normal. It's not anything else. Next, Hatarnagol Modan Lahala Kidagan Lashaber. Right, what happened there? The chicken was jumping around. Amar of Huna. Losh Nat. And what did we say? And there was a Dali. Something was tied to the foot of the chicken. Right? What was tied to the foot of the chicken? A pail, something. Amar of Huna. Losh Shanu Elo Shanik Sharme Elov. That's only true if it was tied by itself. Avo Kashro Adam Chayev. If a person tied it, he would be Chayev. If I tie the thing to the chicken, and then the chicken did damage, I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Says Rashi, HaKosher Nezek Shalem to have a bar. That's a bar. You tie something to the chicken, it's a bar. Asks the Rabbeinu Peretz, then why chayiv if you break a kli? Bar is potter on Caleb. Right? Bar is potter on Caleb. Why is bar potter on Caleb? We learned that it's a drasha. If a kli falls into a bar, you're potter. The Baal of Bar is potter. Because it was your negligence.
How did the keli get in there?
Somebody threw it in, so therefore you should have been more careful. So that's not the guy's fault.
Koach.
Right, koach. It's not the bar's fault.
Right.
Right. If an animal falls in, what's the animal can't watch itself? You're chayiv for that. If a person falls in, you're also a potter.
Right.
Right? Have a little common sense. So what? But the rule's the same. Well, so the answer is, because the only time a bar is potter on keli is if you're mafker the bar. And here, it tells us the Rabbeinu Peretz says, you're not mafker the keli. So therefore you're chayiv on keli. Fine. Now, Niksha Meyelov, what if the chicken got out of it by itself? The chicken tied it by itself. In other words, it got caught in the chicken's foot. Got caught. Man Chayev, who's Chayev? Ile Abal HaDalil, if the owner of that piece should be Chayev, Hechidami, Ida Atzne, if he put it away in the closet, owner's who? So it's a freak accident. The chicken got there, got it, and did damage. Vidalo Atzne, and if not, Poshea who? Of course he's Chayev. He's a Poshea. You leave a thing in the street, in the yard, you know the chicken's going to get caught in it. Ella chayev balatarnagel. Now the owner of the chicken maybe is chayev. So maishno kula nezek delo. So why isn't he chayev full nezek? In the case of that case, he chayev chatzi. Tichsev kiyiftach ish bor velo shor bor. So chatzi nezek nami. He shouldn't be chatzi nezek either. Ish bor velo shor bor. Ella masnisin really. Ella masnisin buude udye. No, the Mishnah is talking about it happened by itself. V'chi idmar deravuna. The alma idmar. When Rav Huna made his statement, this is a statement about he wasn't saying it on our Mishnah. He was saying it's tamazoi. It's tam in the world. The lil hefker. What about if it's hefker? I'm Rav Huna. Nikshom yelov potter. Kasha adam chayev. Yeah, it's hefker. Don't belong to anybody. Don't belong to anybody. I happened to get a chicken got caught in it. So if you got caught by itself, of course it's potter. And if you did it yourself, of course it's chayev. Mishomai chayev. Why chayev? I'm Rav Huna bar Manoach. Mishom boro hamizgalgel. Paragle adam uragle behema. It's like a traveling pit. We said you're chayiv for that. Right? If you kick the thing somewhere else, you're chayiv. Why? Did damage here, it did damage there. Same thing with the delil. You know, we can go a little further. We don't have a minion anyway. We'll go 5 minutes. We'll see what happens. We have to stop. I'll stop. But at least we can. I want to get to the bottom of the page. Next Mishnah. Ketan Hashem Muedes. How does Hashem become a Muad? Lechol Et Haroyala. To eat what it's normal to eat. Habehema Muedes. The behema is a Muad. Lechol peiros, to eat peiros, v'yirakos, vegetables, achla ksus o kalin, what if it eats a pillow, or kalin, mishalim chatzin ezek, you pay a chatzin ezek, that's abnormal. It's not a normal thing.
Is that part of shame, or is that part of...
It's karen. Yeah. It's not normal to eat a pillow. Therefore, you chayev only chatzin ezek. B'med devar m'urimayin, is all that true? B'rishus ha-nizik. It fits in the nizik's rishus. Aval b'rishus harabim, potter. You're potter. But v'im nenes mishalim anenes. But if it ate breakfast, now you saved the breakfast. I don't have to pay breakfast now for my animal. He ate that. You have to pay that. B'shus harabim. You don't have to pay
for the damages.
But you have to pay for the lost, for the savings of your food, of your animal feed. Mm-hmm. What if you pay $5 for animal feed and it ate the most expensive steak in the market? That's tomorrow's daf. That's next week. How did you evaluate this? But on Nezek, you potter in Rishos
Harabim. Assuming it's food,
right. Right. Ketan Mishalem is Masha Nehenes. How do you do that? Achla Mitocha Chava. If it ate it in the street, Mishalem Masha Nehenes. You pay what it ate. Mitzideh HaRchava. But if it was on the side street, Mishalem Masha Zeka. That's not considered Rishos Harabim. You chaya for that. Again, Mipesach HaChanos. If it's in front of the store, Mishalem is Masha Nehenes. You pay what you ate. Mitoch hachanut. But if it was in the store, that's abnormal. Mishalemez, mashezika. You pay what you damaged. Yeah, to go into the store, that's not considered Rishus Rabim. Therefore, you're going to be chayv. Yeah, Rishus Nizik. And you know, then they sell the fruit on the outside. That's Rishus Rabim. To go into the store, that's why it was Rishus Nizik. All right, I have people grumbling, so we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.